Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Who would have thought the layers of complexity behind that juicy bag of 3 dozen oranges for 10 rand on your next road trip? Some president is tweeting, saying, actually, we don't feel like it. We don't feel like having your oranges. We don't want your cucumbers. We're going to give you 3 days' notice. Figure it out. If they could do that with avocados a little bit more, I'd appreciate it because they're so expensive. No, of course, we want some unity, of course, in SACU. And SACU, I think, alongside ECOWAS. No, not ECOWAS. The East EAC are the two stronger trading blocks on the African continent. While you're on your road trip, scoping the road for oranges and cheap avocados, do look out and up at the sky. We've had some major weather warnings over the past couple days, or regarding the past couple days, although it seems a little bit like a fluke for us here in Gauteng, but they happen to refer to sort of Free State, KZN, or all the way actually up to Mpumalanga, but Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and Free State. And if you recall, we had major warnings about the snow a couple of weeks ago, and I think we never took them appropriately seriously as motorists, and we're suddenly finding ourselves stuck on highways at the Tugela Plaza. So I'm excited to invite my next guest to help us sort of weather the thunderstorm season. And in particular, those that had been warned about over these next couple of days, in order to ensure you safeguard your home and your car, particularly because the spring to summer hailstorms are so damaging. Ernest North is co-founder of digital insurance provider Naked and joins us now. Ernest, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz.
Good evening, Rufiliwe. It's nice to be back online.
Absolutely. So, all right. The hailstorms are something that are that the Gauteng listener is no stranger to. But are you finding in your research that this is getting a little bit worse from a claims perspective?
Yes, it's a very good question. This time of year is certainly one that every year we sit up and take notice. Insurance is one where we protect you the whole year round, but we realize that this is the time of the year when it's more likely that something like a hailstorm or other weather-related damage is likely to occur. The interesting thing that we're seeing is that even though one expects these events to happen periodically, the frequency with which events, specifically hailstorms, but more broadly bad weather-related water damage, the frequency with which it's happening is quite alarming.
It is.
And so I think we can all agree that we're living in quite strange times, that only a couple of weeks ago we had extreme snow, and now 3 weeks later we're getting thunderstorms and we're getting indicators of quite likely significant hailstorms and similar kind of weather damage. So I think it is an interesting time for everybody, both as consumers. I think we're thinking about the reality of these things happening and how you can prepare yourselves. But then as people in the insurance industry, we are monitoring very closely the fact that the likelihood of these events seem to be on the increase.
Just weather is going awry in general. It's so interesting when I look at the United States and that they still have weathermen. I don't even trust the app anymore. And that comes for massive events like even the 2017 drought of the Western Cape. That was a 100-year event. It's very difficult for us to foresee these things, so it's important to mitigate them. The stat that I find incredible is that at Naked, 90% of the claims received for hail damage were related to car damage. I suppose South Africans can't necessarily help an afternoon thunderstorm on the way home in traffic. How do I mitigate that?
You're spot on. I mean, there is the sort of the obvious notification and the obvious little bit of risk mitigation that the consumer can do by way of if a thunderstorm is very obvious and you know you're going to be out on the road, to try and avoid it or to try and park under covering. But I think more realistically, we can't live our life. Like, it's going to happen. There's a warning almost every day. And this time of the year, you can't avoid driving in totality. So I think two things that are better to think about is, number one, the quality of the roads. We obviously know that we have a challenge in lots of parts of South Africa with the road quality not being good enough. When there is extreme weather, it impacts the roads. And if there are existing potholes or existing sort of weaknesses in the infrastructure, the heavy rains really amplifies the danger of a bad road. And so to avoid roads where you know the infrastructure is not good when these extreme weather events happen. The second thing is the quality of your car. The ensuring that your tire safety and the quality of your brakes and the quality of your wipers are up to standard makes an enormous difference in your risk. A significant portion of claims that we see could have been avoided or could have been less damage, lower damage, if the car had been in a better condition and if the driver had been proactive. So we really want to encourage people, this is the time of the year to go check out the quality of your tires, the quality of your wipers and your brakes, because it really is in your hands to. And of course, it's first and foremost about safety. I mean, damage to your car is a secondary thing. You've got yourself and valuable people in the car. It's all about safety first.
This is true. I mean, one of the other things I was considering in terms of the quality of the road side of this was just drainage. These flash thunderstorms are so terribly exacerbated if, you know, good old service delivery and the clearance of drains, is not done regularly. I'm thinking about it. I was walking this morning and I wanted to say to the lady cleaning, I was walking to the gym, I wanted to say to the poor lady who was so frustrated with sticky petals of jacarandas on every block that she had to sweep, the lady from City of Joburg, I almost wanted to say to her, just leave it alone. But then I thought, oh, flip, no, because when they get into the drains during storm season, that's going to be an issue. So I understand. So even simple things like that.
Yes, and water really, like, it's the amount of, or the sort of the absolute volume of some of these rainstorms really result in a big danger to your car. And so while, yes, your car is covered, that's why you have insurance. If something bad happens, you are covered. But it is important to say that we do see people, unfortunately, doing silly things. Mm. If there's water that's built up and it's a meter high or even higher, be responsible. Yes. Don't try to drive through it. I know there are extreme cases where there's an emergency or some cars are made with special equipment to be able to drive through those. But if you're driving your average Polo like we all do, don't try and be a Euro and go through that water. It really isn't worth it because it's very likely to cause damage to your car. And that damage is very hard to fix. So we really encourage people to do the responsible thing. If there's a puddle of water and you don't know how, especially at lower bridges,
very difficult
you don't know how deep it is, then don't go through it. It really is very risky.
Again, a reason to call Naked so that you can call the assistance, for assistance in that tricky situation.
The beauty of it is, Rafilwe, you don't even have to call. You can do it right on the app.
Oh, amazing. Okay, thanks. And then we've spoken a lot about what's happening when we're out on the roads, but of course houses obviously take a beating in these situations as well. And to the jacaranda point, in your own home, one should make sure that one's cleaning out gutters and the like to reduce damage to roofs and the like. How else can I assist or mitigate issues during rainy season at home?
Yeah, so I think the cleaning of gutters is a very important one because it doesn't just impact flash floods. It impacts the sort of building up of water in any time there's rain. If your gutters aren't clean, it affects the buildup of water, which ultimately compromises the quality of your roof. And so very often people don't realize that if they don't clean their gutters and through a period of a month or two or three, that water just sits there, it really significantly impacts the quality of the roof. And then very often either there's some of the permanent structures that get damaged, or in the meantime, in the sort of medium term, that water just starts seeping through, which of course can lead to all sorts of dangers. Again, from a health perspective, the mold is not positive. But more practically, if it impacts the quality of the beams in the roof, for example, then at some point you're going to have serious damage. So I think getting onto the roof, getting a professional to look at the quality of your roof, in addition to cleaning your gutters, is really, really recommended. And then the other thing I want to sort of encourage people is to revisit the quality of the waterproofing on windows. Very often when windows the majority of us don't have aluminium windows. Those are better for sort of isolation. But the majority of wooden windows start deteriorating over a period of 5 or 10 or 15 years. And leaving that untreated or unreplaced means that if there's a heavy flood, that water is more likely to come in, and then you're going to see lots of damage. So I think having a look at your windows is a very, really valuable sort of tip for people that want to look after their things proactively before this rainy season.
But yeah, and is it because they keep swelling, that wooden frames, window frames sort of swell, and then, or is it a rot that's the issue?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think there's definitely there's cases of the windows not swelling and accordingly not closing properly. But I also think the wood just sort of deteriorates over time, and the quality of the wood from just lots of the high volume of water that we get in especially in Gauteng really puts significant strain on it. And of course, the other thing that is happening in South Africa is the big changes in weather. Or the big changes in temperature, I should say. So sometimes on any given day, it's 0 degrees in the morning, and then in the afternoon it goes up to 15 or 20 degrees. And so that difference in temperature has a significant impact on the quality of lots of construction elements, but especially on the windows. And so we see lots of people in this rainy season. If I look back at the previous, we've been fortunate it hasn't happened this year, but in previous summers, there's been lots of incidences where when there's heavy rain, people actually experience significant damage from water coming through or seeping through windows.
Okay.
And so maybe even moving away your extremely valuable electronics from the windows is another valuable tip. Maybe don't leave your most prized MacBook on a table right next to a window if you're thinking that there's likely to be water damage.
Very quick run through of, let's say, unfortunately, even after listening to this interview, I'm still a little bit victim to some kind of damage in my home or car. What's the best way for me to proceed?
I think the first thing is to, like you said, to get emergency assistance. Very often, if you access whatever insurance provider you're using, the majority of them would have some form of emergency assistance. In the case of Naked, that is available directly on the app. So at least you can help get someone in there that immediately stops the damage or stops more damage being done. And then I think the second really valuable tip is to take pictures as soon as possible. The processing of insurance claims are done so much quicker if we've got very good photos that show from all sorts of angles what the state of the room or the state of the car or the state of the damaged item is. And if you give a very good description, then it helps us process that claim significantly quicker. So I think in this day and age, we all love using our phones for going onto social media and posting the restaurant you were at last night. That skill comes in really handy in the case of insurance. The better your photos, the quicker we can process your claim.
Fantastic stuff. This has been such a comprehensive insight into this hailstorm season that we should be, or thunderstorm season that we should be paying closer attention to as we head into summer. Ernest North, co-founder of digital insurance provider Naked, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.